You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Mom life. We're surrounded with the message that it's the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it is hard and full of lots of servitude, the idea that motherhood means a joyless life is something I'm passionate about putting a stop to. I'm on a mission to help you stop counting down the minutes till bedtime. At least most days. I want you to stop cleaning up after your kid's childhood and start being present for it. Start enjoying it. I believe in John 10:10 that we are called to abundant life, and I know mothers are not excluded from that promise. Join me in conversations about simplicity, minimalism, and lots of other good stuff that leads to a life of less for the sake of enjoying more in your motherhood. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show. Hey, beauties. Today, I am introducing you to someone who's become an Instagram friend, not just somebody that I follow and who follows me, Valerie Warner. She is a beautiful soul. She really is. The more I follow her, the more I get to know her, the more we pass messages back and forth every now and again, the more I come to just love and admire her so much. She is just such a godly woman. I am really inspired by her. Val is the owner of Val Marie Paper, and Val Marie Paper creates journals and tools that are just really beautifully created to be practical tools that help you kind of cut through the noise, as Val puts it so beautifully, of everyday life and find fullness of life in the presence of the Lord. Even if you're busy, even if you're a mom of little ones, no matter your season. And she very pointedly speaks about that and speaks about how sometimes we moms specifically can use the busyness of our season and the out of our control chaos that comes with having little ones and pregnancies and things like that as sort of an excuse to skip out on the important stuff like prayer and journaling and reflection and that quiet soul care that we so desperately need. And she also speaks pointedly about how this is actually a time where we really need to be more on guard and diving more deeply into those types of soul care things. So I'm really excited to let you in on this chat with Val. And I would encourage you, as always, to listen with an open mind and open heart and prayerfully consider taking action in some way on this in your life. And so without further ado, let's dive in. Hi, Val, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to chat.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just start by, why don't you kind of tell us a little bit about yourself and your family and your story?
I'm Valerie Warner and I live in South Louisiana with my husband, Tyler. We have been married 7 years. We were actually best friends for a few years beforehand. And I swear I told God, God, I'm not marrying him. but if I marry him, I'm going to be so upset. But anyway, long story short, I fell for him. God knew better than I did. Crazy. But we have two little girls, Vivi and Vanna. They're 4 and 2 and just lots of fun. And I run a business called Val Marie Paper, and we sell prayer journals and a couple other things. And I've written a book, but I'm working on another now on motherhood coming out next year.
Good. Yeah. Okay. So one thing that I love about you, and really the reason that I wanted to have you on, was because you speak very graciously, but also pointedly about how mothers sometimes can use just the busyness of our season of raising kids, especially like pregnancy and babies and not sleeping as much and this kind of in the thick of it season, mm-hmm. as, I mean, honestly, I think this word will upset some people, but as sort of an excuse to skip the important stuff like the journaling, prayer, reflection, like soul care that we need. So tell us about that and how you feel about that and how we can stop doing that.
Yes, I think it's crazy because that it is easy to become an excuse whenever we have little kids, but it's like that's the time that we honestly need it the most because we are being poured out so much. We have to be poured into. And I believe that through Jesus, and I know you do too, that that's where our strength is going to come from. So I think that whenever we make that excuse, it becomes what one thing that I think a lot about for prayer is that as we start to drift from our prayer time with Him, it becomes easier and easier to silence His like call whenever it is time to pray. And I say that kind of weird, but like whenever we just feel prompted to pray, it just becomes easier to shut that out and just feel like we have responsibilities. We have things to do. So I think like for me, I just want to encourage moms that not only do you need it right now, that's why we don't want to make an excuse, but also the more we make it an excuse, the harder it's going to be to get back. You know, like we're not just going to jump back when they go to school and suddenly have this deep relationship with God, be like, okay, God, I'm back and let's just get back to it. It's going to take a lot of work to get back. And I always say it's not that God has moved away from us, but it's more like we've walked away. So I don't know if that makes sense, but I definitely feel like we need Him now more than ever in this season. And I would never want a mom to feel like it is a good enough excuse to say no to God for the sake of our kids.
Yeah, for sure. And I think when you really think about it, I mean, I'm out of that season as of now, probably going to fling myself back into it later this year. But I think it's just a lot. And you kind of, you're not intentionally like, oh, I'll just wait. And like when the kids go to school, I'll be better. It's kind of just like a subconscious, like almost feels like it has to happen that way. But it's sad because then we're teaching our little ones that we don't, they're not seeing us do that. They're not seeing us have that time. They're not hearing us pray out loud. They're not, it's just not a part of it. And I think that is one lie of the enemy for sure that kind of sneakily gets us out of that flow and away from closeness with the Lord when we need it most. But I love that you say that. I love that we need it the most during that time because it is a crazy time for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So in those seasons of motherhood, when it does kind of feel like things are, I mean, I think the main thing about that time of little ones, especially, and I think it can transfer over. Like now I'm busy, more busy, but it's a different and you're better kind of busy. It's not like chaos busy with the kids. It's like they're just older and there's baseball and homeschooling and horse lessons and they're more like on the go, I guess. And I do fine with that rather than like out of your control. The kids are going crazy. You're pregnant and sick. Like that's a different type of busyness. But I think in that season, it can feel like it's just like total chaos. Like it's happening minute by minute and the kids are too little to really be expected to like play quietly, to give yourself space. And pregnancy, like you can't always really get up super early. Mm-hmm. So in the thick of it, how do you get quiet and connect with the Lord and take care of your soul in that?
Yes. Okay. So this has been like so on my heart. And oddly in the last 6 months, even as my kids do get older, just feeling like I know that it's not about our quiet time, that we can experience God throughout our days. But my big goal lately has been to just live with a deep consciousness of God. And so that like, as I go through my days, I'm seeing Him everywhere. I'm seeing things to be grateful for. It's His presence is changing my actions. And I think in that respect, I think it's almost, I don't want to say easier to do because it's not easier to do with little kids, but it how full our house is shouldn't be changed by that. And that should be encouraging. That's not to be discouraging to moms, like, sure, hey, you should have it together. But more just that our goal is not like we have to have this hour-long thing in the morning. I still recommend, I mean, like I want to do that because I want that deep time with Him. But if we're going through a short season where all we have is like throughout the day, that is enough. Like whatever we have to give to God is enough. And I wrote about this in a journal that's going to be coming out with the book, but I can't even think of the story. But whenever the widow gives 2 pence or 2 coins, just knowing that whatever you have to give, if you're giving that to God, that's all He wants. If you only have 15 minutes and that's what you're giving, like you should not feel bad about that. There's people who have 3 hours in the morning and they give Him 15 minutes and God probably wants to, you know, like wants more for that person. But I think knowing if you truly, truly do not have this extended time, whatever you have to give is going to be enough. But like I said, I really think it's like an all day just living in His presence and learning how to do that has been so rewarding. And I feel like even more than what I've learned in the last few years about prayer, learning how to live with him every day, the last 6 months has changed me so much, and very unexpectedly, but yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I think I totally agree. And about, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I wrote a blog post about what you're saying. And it was a realization for me, and that's where it was born out of, that you don't have to have that set aside quiet time. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting on the couch with a hot cup of coffee and a journal and candles and all this stuff. Like, I have that now. Mm-hmm. Now my season has changed. But I remember trying to force that when I was having, like, in the baby having season. Yes. And when I realized that God doesn't want that perfect time, of course, like, if you can get it, take it. Yeah. But sometimes you just can't in that space. And I think realizing, like, that you can talk to him while you're doing the dishes, while you're driving, and also praying out loud, letting my kids yes. hear that. At first they're like, Mom, what are you doing? But just letting them see, like, Mom has a relationship with the living God, and I'm talking to him because I'm a little stressed today, or I feel like yes. I yelled too much today and I'm sorry and we're going to work it out. Like, being really raw with them, it was so huge. And just that realization that it doesn't have to be perfect and pretty and Instagram worthy. It's just real. And just like you would with a friend or your husband, just talking it out as you go. And then when they get a little older and they can kind of play, and now my youngest is 3.5. So they all can, you know, I can say, go be busy, go play outside. And I can get an hour in the morning or in the afternoon if I want. And it's beautiful because I didn't have it before. So, but you can't just ditch it altogether.
Right. And also just knowing that that season, like, knowing when that season ends and not letting it stay longer than it has to be. Mm-hmm. Finding the grace, but not, like, wallowing in it also.
Right. And would you say that that kind of is where it becomes an excuse?
Yeah.
I agree. Okay. So through your company, Balmory Paper, which I love, and I don't know if you guys remember, if you've been around a while, on Instagram, a while ago, maybe last year, I shared your journals, and Brian still uses the men's prayer journal. And it's really neat too. And I've always heard this about journaling, and just, I don't know, I'm a big journaler, but I don't go back and look ever.
Yes.
And it's been really neat to really go back and look at what was happening and how big our prayers felt at that time, and how now it's like, oh yeah, I forgot that God even did that. We're not worried about that anymore. It's neat. So you create, and I love the way you word this, practical tools that equip women to cut through the noise of everyday life and find mm-hmm. fullness of life in the presence of the Lord. So tell us what that looks like day to day, like what kinds of journals you create and how, like, what does it look like to use them, and how do you help women do that?
Yeah. Well, we have, our main product is our 6 month and our yearly now, but we have a 6 month journal that's just broken down into the month. So you fill it out once at the beginning of the month, which is perfect for anybody in a busy season, because sometimes it's hard to commit to, like, writing things every day, but you write it down once at the beginning of the month, and then you just carry it with you, and you can pray. I pray normally like 1 or 2 sections a day. I never pray the whole thing. Like, it's never like the goal to, like, go through all the sections in a day. But yeah, the goal is just that you can do it while you're doing dishes. I have mine on my passenger seat anytime I'm in the car, and I'm in our bathtub. I can, like, hang it up in the little spigots and pray while I'm taking my nightly Epsom salt bath. But it is all of the things that we do, even like our free PDFs and different things like that, are designed to take these, like, spiritual ideas that people can say, like, okay, that sounds really good. Now, how do I, like, put that into my life? And because our world is so noisy, we kind of, like, make it a little bit more accessible for people so that they're not having to, like, I don't know, like, get stuck somewhere. It's like, here, this is the format, go for it. You know, like, we pray that this is a tool that people will be able to use and really, like, make their own. And the stories that we hear, it's crazy what people, how they're using it and just what they're getting out of it.
Yeah, for sure. I love that. So I know, and I started, like, not started following you, but before, I was already following you. And then I noticed that you did this anxiety kind of, it was like a challenge slash study. And it was really amazing because as somebody who does struggle with anxiety and my whole family, actually, I really believe that this is like a generational thing. I really think that that happens more often than people realize.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like all the women in my family just struggle with it. And so I really loved what you did there. And I know we're not really talking about that, but I would just love if you kind of spoke to your experience with anxiety and how you combat that with prayer. Yeah. I just admire you for that so much. And I know other women listening struggle with that.
Oh gosh. Yes. Okay. So I always say I was a worried little child when I was young. So my mom actually prayed with me a lot, and that's where I learned how to pray. And, it just instilled that in me. But as I got older, when I was writing my first book, had just finished writing, and I have heard it, people talk about it a lot. Like whenever you're writing a book, there's just a lot of spiritual warfare. And I wrote in there about a season where I had a lot of anxiety in high school and started having like heart, like just feeling like something was wrong with my heart. And I woke up in the middle of the night, like during the editing process of the book, and I thought I was dying. I called Tyler, or Tyler was next to me, when I said, go get Vivi. I need to say goodbye to her. We called an ambulance. My mom lived down the street. She came over to stay with Vivi, and she prayed. She came in the door and she prayed with me. And by the time the ambulance was like standing in our doorway, my heart had like stopped the beating. Like I thought for sure the only way this was going to stop beating the way it was for it to stop. And, the ambulance came in. It was actually somebody like I knew from a friend of a friend. And, she was like, I think that was a panic attack. And I was like, there's no way that was a panic attack. That was so real. And like, I Googled everything about it, and I can be a judgmental person and like kind of like just kind of tell people to buck up and everything like that. But experiencing that, I finally shared it on Instagram, and the people who responded and were just like, I've been to the hospital for that. Or I've had a panic attack. I had no idea how prevalent that was. Mm-hmm. And for the Renew challenge that we did was me looking up the word mind in the Bible and just knowing that I had to figure out how to control my mind, because it will take us places we don't want to go. And even yesterday, my daughter flipped out at the pool because there were wasps. And I'm like having this like spiritual conversation of, Vivi, you have to get these thoughts out of your mind. The devil wants you to like focus on the wasp. I said, don't think about the wasp, think about me. But I kept taking our thoughts captive, and not only taking them captive, but then filling them up with truth is like the answer. And so the 14-day challenge is basically 14 days of just like pounding that message in to where you kind of like really start to change your thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Hey friend, it's Allie. Have you heard of the Supermom Vault yet? The Supermom Vault is a library of inspiration that I created for you. It holds replays of my very best online workshops that aren't available anywhere else, tons of really actionable PDFs that are downloadable with just one click, more than 20 audio and video trainings from me, and professionally designed printables for your home to keep you focused and inspired. The Supermom Vault is only $39, and it's available at alicasaza.com/all courses. So check it out. It's a really good, simple start. If you want more inspiration than just the podcast, you wish there were more episodes, you want to get more detailed, you want video, you want PDFs, you want to download things and kind of get your hands on something to really get you started when it comes to minimalism and simplifying your motherhood, this is definitely the place to go. So alicasaza.com/all courses and check it out. Okay, so that's amazing. And I went through it and it was amazing. So I know then it was email based and you're doing something new with it now. So is that going to be still available, or how can people get into that?
We actually have it on our website, valmariepaper.com, but it's going to be our Renew ebook. And that way we've had people say that they've gone through it and they wanted to go back to it. And I've even wanted to go back to it, but not wanted to go through all the emails. So I think we'll have both options, just so if you want to take it slow, you can do that and get the constant reminder for 2 weeks. So.
Yeah. And I just loved the way you had it set up. It was so powerful, and just looking, like you said, at the word mind in the Bible, and kind of like, there's so much out there that's not like about how powerful the mind is. Mm-hmm. And I think people, especially in the Christian sphere, kind of shy away from that because it's seems new age. Mm-hmm. And, but really, it's a lot of it, not all of it, but a lot of it is biblical.
Right.
Is the creator, and he spoke the universe into existence. We are made in his image. He gave us working minds, working bodies, powerful. We have a lot of power. The things we speak and think, they do something to us. Yeah. And so, yeah, I think it's really powerful to kind of stop being the victim and mm-hmm. taking ownership of the power of our minds and getting the enemy out of there. He doesn't belong yeah. there, and kind of taking that back for ourselves. So that's what I got out of what you said, and I loved it. So yeah, I just had awesome. To bring that up.
Yes. And it's crazy. It's empowering. Like, it is not, you know, I know I've already mentioned it once. When we talk about like not being a victim, that is empowering stuff. It is not to make us feel like we can't have a pity party. That's my whole book, that it's like, we don't want to have a pity party. We think we do, but we don't. We want to live these full abundant lives, and yes. hear all about that.
That, you know? Yeah, for sure. That translates to everything, like everything. Even just the other night, I was having a conversation with a friend, and we were both kind of just griping about like how like good junk food is. It's like so hard to make good choices. I just like snapped out of it and was like, we have a choice though. Like, we're so blessed. We have a choice with what we can eat. That's like a luxury that so many people don't even have. And really, we want to whine and complain about like how junk food is so good and health food sucks and it like sucks to have to like stay thin. Like, no, like let's choose abundant life here and fuel yes. our bodies and love ourselves well and take care of our temples. And just switching that dialogue, I think, is so huge. And you just, I don't know, the world is so, like you said, it's noisy and it's negative noise mm-hmm. mostly. And it's easy to just get kind of swept up in every area, anxiety, prayer, motherhood, marriage, health, work, everything. It's just easy to get swept up in the negative.
Yeah. And if we start like exercising that muscle that like, I can control this thought, it's going to get easier. Like, we're not going to be combating it every day. Like, it's this huge thing. It's just going to be easier. So
yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's like a muscle that you flex and exercise mm-hmm. and it gets stronger and easier. I love that. And that's hope, because yeah. in the beginning, this can be hard to mm-hmm. figure out how to navigate this. So having a spiritual relationship with the Lord in the middle of like the chaos of motherhood, it's not easy. I mean,
right.
it can be later, but yeah, it's hard to start. It's hard to remember. There's so much going on. There's so much pulling for our attention. And I think if we can just remember, this is the priority though. Like, this is where I need to live. And I also always say this, and I just want to say it again for anyone who hasn't heard me say it. When you're staying in the presence of God and you're spending time with him every day, all day, he will remind you of things and help you focus on the right things. Like, there is so much pulling for your attention, so much in your to-do list, and he will kind of be your guide when you're just sitting with him all day.
Yes.
You know, and I found that to be helpful. I'm more productive. I'm more energetic. I'm more loving and patient when I'm there. And that's what really matters, not getting everything done on my list.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have anything like else that you want to say about this? Like, that I'm forgetting to ask you, that you're passionate about with this for these women?
Man, I think we have to just keep reminding ourselves that prayer is actually productive. Like, as silly as it sounds, I know my friend Michelle Meyer says that a lot, but, we want to like not feel like we always have to be productive, but at the same time, just know that prayer is really productive. Like, this month I do power sheets, and I'm pretty sure you probably do or know about them. But instead of like the 5 daily things, I've kind of been like not doing well at those. So instead of putting like the actual things that I wanted to do, I put pray about what I eat, pray about my sleep, and you know, like, it's don't hit snooze, but now it's mm-hmm. pray about my sleep. And this month I'm seeing a huge difference, and I don't want to say I'm not actively doing anything, but I'm starting with the prayer, and that's going to change my actions, but it's also going to just change my heart, because I'm giving it to God. And I was thinking about this today, just remembering that once we pray about something, there is so much victory before we even know the answer, because we know we have asked God for something that we want. And if he has heard us, and if he doesn't deliver, it's not because he's trying to keep things from us. It's because he has something better. And I feel like just to know that whenever, like, I want, that makes me want to pray about everything. I want to pray about every single thing so that I know this has all been covered in prayer. Whatever God does now is going to be his best plan, and not like I'm leaving things on the table of missing out on blessings that he could have because I didn't ask. And, you know, that's, we have to know how to ask with a heart that's aligned with him, and that is through knowing the word. But, yeah, I just feel like that's,
yeah,
that's something that if we could remember that as we're trying to muster up this desire to pray, I think that's helpful to know.
Yeah.
Motivate us.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Okay. So I'm going to link to everything in show notes that you mentioned, and your website and all that, but where can our listeners find more of you? Like, what social media platform are you most active on?
Yeah. I love Instagram. Val Warner is my handle, and it's WOERNER. And then we have our business pages, Val Marie Paper. You can find, like, it's more focused on like sharing hacks to use the journal and different tips that other people are doing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we blog, but if you go to our Instagram, you'll find us, you'll find everything there.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much. This was so good.
Yay. Oh, and I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
So what do you feel like is the thing that you pray for the most? And this is not like a big, like, personal, but just whether it's God's peace, God's blessing, or, you know, like something like that.
Yeah. That's a really good question. I can think of a handful of things, but I'd say maybe the thing I pray for most is wisdom in, yes, responding to things. Like,
oh,
I feel like,
yeah,
I feel like that's a really big part of my job and something that I've always felt like I'm too blunt. And I feel like it's a gift, but also kind of a curse sometimes. Like, I can say what I think and what needs to be said and what needs to be heard, but I want to do it in love. And right. So that's something, like, in my marriage to my kids. Like, I have one daughter and she's just, you know, very sensitive. Mm-hmm. It's not a natural thing for me to respond in like a nice, like, with the boys, it's like, whatever, just go do this. And with her, it's like, I'm really hurt that you didn't say it. Like, she just is so sensitive. And yes, in my job, I mean, the messages that I get can be unkind or really heavy, and mm-hmm, I don't know what to say. And so just that wisdom, like, do I even need your response to this? If I do, how can I be your light in this? And it's hard. And I often will send an apology and a corrective answer because I'm human. So I think, yeah, that's something that I pray almost daily, like, just wisdom in responding to different situations.
That's awesome. And what's, my mom was probably similar to you. Like, I don't want to say she wasn't compassionate, but she was compared to the other parents' spectrum. We were like, why won't she let us stay home if we have a cough? Or, you know, like, we had to be throwing up or bleeding to, like, stay home. But mm-hmm, I like so appreciate how our moms, I'm saying this for me and my twin sister,
yeah,
how she parented us. And she turned out two amazing daughters and an amazing son. So there's that. She's going to be great.
Good.
That's going to be good.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like
not messing her up at all.
Yeah, it's just my personality, and also having all the boys. Like, mm-hmm, I can't be super, like, oh, like, they will walk all over me. Like, I have to be super,
yeah,
and it's hard to translate and, like, switch over to, like, mm-hmm, oh, my daughter. Okay, the boy. Like, it's just there's a lot going on over here. So it's something that I think the Lord is just using to stretch me and grow.
Yeah. And it'll stretch her too. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So thank you so much for this. This was such a good interview. I'm so excited to share this. And yeah, thank you again for your time. I really appreciate it.
Of course. I'm so appreciative to be on.
Yeah. Okay, guys, we'll link to everything in show notes, and I will talk to you guys next time. This was an episode of The Purpose Show. Did you know there's an exclusive community created solely for the sake of continuing discussion surrounding The Purpose Show episodes and to get you to actually take action and make positive changes on the things that you learn here? Go be a part of it. To join, go to facebook.com/groups/purposefulmamas. That's M-A-M-A-S. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're ready to up-level and really take action on the things I talk about on my show and get step-by-step help from me, head to alikasaza.com for free downloads. There's also courses there, classes, and ways that you can learn more about what the next step might look like for you and to focus on whatever it is that you really need help with in this season you're in right now. I'm always rooting for you, friend. See you next time.